Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Can we lift our hands everywhere and bless the name of the Lord? Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray, open your mouth and pray everywhere. Shaka pata katala da da ba 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 Shapakato shakapata katalia baka Rebaka basha baba 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 baba.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray, 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 pray. Holy Ghost is upon me tonight. The Holy Ghost is here, he's here. There is no problem in the glory. There is no problem with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Can we sit down if you can? If you can't, sit down. And just leave everybody the way they are. You can be seated. Tonight we'll talk about the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God. I'm trying to look for scriptures that will show me. Talk to me about the sovereignty of God, and I found a lot of scriptures. And was not finding the one that suit probably my own description, because there are more from the Old Testament. And the Holy Spirit told me, he said, via revelation, the sovereignty of God differs from the old to the new. In the Old Testament, the privileges they had are nothing compared to the privileges we have in the New Testament. So we're not saying God is not everything. Yes, God is everything. He's in charge of everything. But there are some laws in the New Testament that subject God to our faith because of the level he had brought us into by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, I suppose, 1 John chapter 5 from verse 1. First John 5 and 1. It said, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth in the Son of God? Alright, I was wondering. It said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Next verse of scripture. It then says, by this we know that we love the Lord. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandment. This is the old KJV, right? Next verse of scripture. It then says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment are not grievous. Just give me from verse 2 in the NKJV, so that it passes the message easily. It says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment are not burdensome. Amplified in parentheses, in bracket, I mean it to say not difficult to obey. And next part of scripture, why is God boasting like this? for whatever is born of God. Are you seeing the reason why he's boasting? For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Firstly, he said, keep my commandment. He said, they are not difficult to obey. And now we are seeing reasons why he said so. He said, because whatever is born of me overcomes the world. Are you seeing that? He said, and this is a victory that has overcome the world. And that's my emphasis. What is the victory? Our faith. That the victory that has overcome the world, even though he has said that we are born of him, DNA-wise, in the spirit, and by default have the potency to overcome the world. He said, that wouldn't happen except we are in faith with what he has said. On the strength of what he has said. Now remember, faith cometh by hearing God's word. The revelation of Jesus. So you see, God is in charge, but he's subjected to our faith. Are we here? He's in charge of everything. Meaning you can be suffering long if you don't apply God's word. If you are not in faith, you are coming to church under the atmosphere of the Spirit. If you are lucky enough, the anointing can touch you, you get whatever you are looking for. But the supposed way everything is supposed to work is by faith. The Bible says we are designed to walk by and not by, not just human beings. It says the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous. How many of you are righteous here? He said we shall live by faith, not by sight. Are you here tonight? You know, one of the things I was looking, one of the clips that blessed me all my life was one about Pastor Chris when he was sharing about his baby, his daughter, the second one. I think her name was Shani. He mentioned the name that time. And he said she wasn't walking. She was walking before. And all of a sudden, she stopped walking. I did something, a connection, and I hope nobody will find it offensive. I listened to Pastor Chris a lot, and I remember one time he said he almost was going to be on a wheelchair. Yes, how many of you know that Pastor Chris almost was going to be on a wheelchair? Paralyzed. In active ministry. Now, it's not before. One of the days he was supposed to go for healing school. And he couldn't walk. They had to give him stick to walk. These crutches. So the director of the healing school said, Pastor, are you going to make it? He said, yes, by the Spirit. And when he dropped out of the car, the pain left. When he finished ministry and entered the car, the pain came back. Yes. So he said, I battled for months, but people didn't know. If he's going to a public space, you will pray the anointing upon him. And that's why you can walk in the anointing. It will give you miracles in a season. All right? Yes. You know, some of you have sang here before, knowing that how God moved has no business with whatever you did here. Have you been there before? You are not answering me. Have you been there before? You are very sure that it's not the voice or even the word. It's the anointing upon. It's the ministerial anointing. Now, because Moses disobeyed God, doesn't mean that God will punish the people to not drink water. They have to drink water. Moses disobeyed God, but a miracle broke forth. They started drinking water. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Now, Moses was wrong. He didn't do what God said, but water came out. And the people felt like Moses was right in his action. But he's wrong before God. That's how it is sometimes if you are not, you know, living right. You can be preaching, even in the prophetic, and singing songs, and you see the hand of God in the people. You'll be wondering, it seems like when I heard a testimony, a young man said, he was telling somebody, I said, when I sin, the anointing flows better. I don't know why. That this is why. It has nothing to do with your person. God must bless his people. God is not wicked to see over 1,000 people, 500,000 people, and the rest. And because of your sin, he will not touch them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He will touch everybody in the meeting that is hungry for a touch. And so he was speaking about that. That he will pray and the anointing will come upon him. He will walk in the airport. Because he didn't want public disgrace. So he will walk in the airport, nothing. But if he sits in the plane will come back. So God told him, the way people walk by faith and receive, that's how men of God to receive by faith. There's no special way men of God receive. So he started speaking God. He said he had to plug a message by another preacher on faith. As I listened to it. Immediately he caught the light. He started shouting in the plane. Ra-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The food he ordered, they brought it. He looked at the person. And he said, he stood up and started running in the plane. The pain was gone. Now, why did I say this connection? Because I was wondering, the same thing now is happening to his daughter. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
But you see, we grow in revelation. I'm sure the Pastor Chris of today will not have a demon trying to come for him. And if he will not get him, he's trying to get the daughter. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? At one time, somebody dared me. And I woke up. I said, I'm pained, Mama T. I'm pain. I'm not in pain because the affliction hits me. I'm in pain because somebody had the impetus to try me. When I just woke up, I went straight to her. I said, he came. I didn't want to kill him, but he came. I'm not a killer. I checked the Bible. In the New Testament, we are not supposed to kill people. So I said, I want to spare this person's life. He's a thief. I said something under the anointing. I said, even if the government of Nigeria enters into a case with me, illegally, he will lose.
Yes, sir.
Now, you can think I'm proud. Illegally, you will lose.
Yes, sir.
No, but he has the judiciary, whatsoever. I have heaven.
Yes, sir.
See, there are a lot of resources in heaven. You know, somebody steal one of our land. I told you the story. And the person came in the spirit. You know, they called me and said, the person is fetish, he's fetish. He's saying he's going to destroy me. You know, he called another person. He was going to destroy me. So when they told me, I said, okay. So the pastor that was telling me, he said, be careful. It's fetish. Very, he can kill. I said, okay. And so I refused to pray. I slept. And he came. So, of course, he didn't do nothing. You can see me. But you see, I'm pained that he came. I feel like crying. I'm not joking. That you have the impetus to come. How many of you know about electricity here? You know electricity. Everybody knows who can ever go and touch electricity. Imagine you see somebody try daring that I will touch it, nothing will happen. What will happen to you? What will you say? Stupid. You are mad. Some of you will slap him. It's not like a bicycle is seeing a bulldozer coming. And he's like, I will stop this. I will stop this bulldozer. I have all it takes. Do you know, the bulldozer may pass not noticing that there was a bicycle at the front. Imagine a little baby on the road trying to stop a tanker, a trailer. Do you know, the trailer may just crush the baby. I'm not saying any baby will be crushed. Crush the baby without noticing there was a baby in the front because the baby is too small. The tanker is too big. And you see, in the literal, the physical world, the man, human beings control tanker. The tanker is very big. They get inside the tankers, they control it. In the supernatural, God, who is bigger than tankers, we are not in God controlling him. He is in us. And he's saying, release me. I was talking to some pastors. I said, I'll bring cleansing to the whole ministry. I will bring cleansing to them. So, who is this young boy? I said, it's me. You know, because the Holy Ghost sent me, he's sending me a message. I told my mother, no, don't do it. Don't, Pastor Simon, you look cheap. I was going, I listened to my wife very well. I stopped somewhere, the Holy Ghost said, send it. It's me that says you should send it. Now, Flora was there. She heard my wife telling me not to send. So, when I wanted to send, I hid my phone from Flora. And I typed a message. Because I'm sure if she see me doing what my wife said, she should be disappointed. I didn't want her to learn bad character. And I sent it while we're buying fuel. I said, you have the impetus to stand against God's people. You know my pain? They told him he's a church. He still went ahead. I said, you have the impetus to stand against God's people. I said, read your Bible. God has never lost a battle. This is not the first time he will lose. Let him that have ears, let him hear. He started calling everybody. We now even found that it's... She's laughing. We found out he was in my wedding. He's part of the family. So I now told them they should have a meeting though. Because very soon, if I go out of proportion, if I leave New Testament small, we will. I'm not going to leave. I say if I leave New Testament small, just small, I'll just do something and come back to New Testament. I say, Lord, forgive our sin and in our iniquity, you remember not. I said, no. I'm looking for the right justification. And so I entered the Bible. Let me show you something I saw in the Bible. Because we don't kill in the New Testament. And I know that man has innocent children. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We don't want to render them fatherless. So what kind of power do you do between you? What is he? Acts 13:11. You see, I'm in pain. That's why I'm not dealing with my life. I'm in pain. That's why I started talking about immediately you see me, I couldn't even hold it. And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you and you shall be blind. Let's see from verse 10. I want you to know it's not Peter. He's the father of the New Testament. And said, oh, you know, I want you to, let's go to 9. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, look intently at him. I want you to see what he did. But because of time, let's just see. Go to 8. Let me find somewhere so that you see what the man did. Okay, let's just summarize it in verse 8. He had done terrible many things, but let's summarize it here. But Elymas, the sorcerer, is a witch. For his name is translated. We stood there. Paul was trying to win souls. He's trying to stop Paul. We stood them seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Paul won souls. He's trying to unwind the souls. It's stopping Paul from having access to certain places to preach. Not just literally. He wanted to even try it with witchcraft. What gave him impetus is that he's a sorcerer. You know, many people that talk, it's one thing they collected in Okboga that is giving them the confidence. Or Zakibiam. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If you are not smiling right now, if you have a demon in your house or a lylon tied with red something, I pity you. The day once small David will catch you, your own will finish. trying to turn the proconsul away from the faith. Next part of scripture. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, like I feel filled right now, look intently at him. There's no distance, no time, no space in the realm of the Spirit. We can be everywhere at the same time. God is everywhere at the same time. We can look at him from wherever we are. It's just one person I can use. If I want to kill, just say, courage, come. This is the name. Just take 6 hours. When you hear he's dead, then stop. I'll just call maybe this boy, this Benjamin's. You know, courage is even too much. The fire. So we good, die a holy death. What's that your name? Victor, you see? How can you lose? You know, some people don't like their life. See how we gathered money, we bought all that. We now gathered money. And I told Mama T, I haven't sold one of my car. Then somebody will now come and say, I like this thing, I want to carry it by force. Thief. You can steal everywhere. I want to steal pastors. Normal pastor, church. You hear glory carrier. Hey! The glory you must encounter. That's what I said to him. You know, if God gives us the privilege to say they know born you were in the New Testament, we'd have been saying things like that. We can't be talking like that. It's a field of the Spirit. Look at him in the next part of scripture. It then said, oh fool of all deceit and all fraud. That's the best, you know. Pastors, remember the gist I gave people. Full of the testimony. Full of deceit. You son of the devil. It's Paul. That's why I like it. I was praying. You know, when the thing happened, I was on my bed looking at the wall, the ceiling. I said, somebody have mind to try to pass. It just passed my area. So I picked, you know, what happened? I wanted to take notes, say, which they pass area. Don't worry, be in the Spirit very well. It's a world, it's a real world. Are we together? When it passed, I said, this one won't pass. Try to even do hand around me like this. I said, Mati, you see, this thing is because I'm hearing that we can just release heaven, oh. I said, but no problem. I'll make him blind. He said, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, you will not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord. Next part of scripture. God said, Simon, don't. There's a space I left for you in the New Testament. Read it. He said, and now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you. You shall be blind. Not seeing the sun for a time. Another version say for a season. I say, we will not kill you. The same thing Paul did will do to you for a season. Very justified. And immediately a dark mist fell on him. And he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Exactly how it happened. Yes. Except I'm not a prophet. You see, it's not like I'm coming to you to brag. What will you give me? Do you have $1 billion to give me? Or $1,000? I'm trying to show you the sovereignty of God. Some people need to understand God well. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There are some nincompoops out there that think they can joke with the church anyhow. The Bible says when they killed James, nothing happened from the church's end. They killed Philip. They then carried Peter. The church now gather for one vigil and say, again, the head of the church will be rendered with no leader, pastorless. They say, no. This is our God. That's not how he does things. There's something more than this in God. People would have said they've been martyred for the kingdom. Maybe they'll say, Peter will now say, okay, it's my time to be martyred. No, they refused. The Bible said they prayed in one accord. The effect was not just tied to the supernatural. Something happened beyond the supernatural. The Bible says literally what happened in the prison where Peter was. What happened? Angels appeared. Literal angel. The gate man could not talk. You can see, but you can't talk. He was caught up in the supernatural. In a realm where he can't talk. Chains. Nobody lose padlock. You think padlock has power? He lose by himself. See, there are protocols you work with. Are you hearing me? So many protocols you work with. So many. The Bible says you have come into an innumerable multitude of angels. I asked the Lord, why did? Now, listen. Ananias and Sapphira died because of Peter. I don't agree that people should die. Are you listening to me? Because the glory we have, the power we have, is too much. People don't need to die for us to win. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Nobody should die for us to win. If you check scripture very well, it is not God that wanted two of them to die. It was Peter that exhibited God's authority there and made those guys to die. And if you observe the church in Acts, just like arguments we have arguments today, there were arguments. They argued about baptism, water baptism. They argued about several practices. Paul, for instance, refused water baptism. He said he doesn't believe that after Jesus is dead, buried, resurrected, we should put anybody in water. But some of them were doing it because, you see, people were in different level of revelation. That's why today some of us don't believe in water baptism. Some believe that "and" in John 3 means baptized with water and baptized with the Spirit. But we understand from scripture that the reason why we are putting people in water and bringing them out is to teach them that when Christ comes, they will get into Christ. And when they come out, they will come out under the influence of Christ himself and be living like the sons of God upon the face of the earth. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That when you get into Christ, you are revealed to the earth as a son of God, completely under the influence of Christ. That's the meaning of that. John, 2 Corinthians 5:17 is the manifestation of water baptism. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But not everybody understands this. Not everybody understands. We are not enemies. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? We know a time will come, you come to that level of revelation. Children of God, you see, I came here with a holy anger. We cannot be claiming we are Christians and some stupid things are happening to us. Do I have witnesses in this place? You can't be a Christian and be sick. He said in Philippians 4, he said, "Work out your salvation." He's done it, but you must work it out. Refuse to be sick. Refuse it. Refuse to be poor. And if you don't want to be poor because you've sinned from God's word, you will not borrow. Because you are the righteous, you are not a beggar. You know, when we have mental assenters, you hear the word, then you forget what you hear. Be excited in church, forget what you hear. You now go and be practicing things against what you heard. How can you be a Christian listening to such a thing for several years and you are still borrowing? You don't know who you are. The slightest pressure, financial limitation that you have, borrow is the next option. You can't borrow. You can't borrow. Now you've borrowed money from a lot of people and you have a lot of enemies. You think they hate you. Why will you collect money and not give somebody and you are thinking they hate you? You should be hated. You are a troublemaker. It's a bad character. And some of you learned it from where you came from. It's the truth. You learned it from where you came from. But the Bible said when we become born again, that's not all. It said another thing has to happen. Renewal of the mind. It said we'll stop being conformed to the systems of the world. By the revelation of Jesus, what will be happening? Cleansing will be happening to us. As we hear the word of God, it is like the washing. The Bible calls it the washing of the word. Remember, when the Bible said that in Ephesians 5, for a man and a man washing the woman by the word, he said, "I mean for Christ and the church." Mental renewal. Stop being conformed. Mental renewal. So that you can approve the things that are right, God's will, which is good, permissible, and perfect. And I've thought that several times. There's no three category of God's will. You can't be thinking like that. Even as somebody that went to school, you can't sit down and say, somebody has three category of will. What is the meaning of that? Without even revelation, you should just give God some credit. He has good will. He has permissible will. He now has a perfect will. How does it make sense that God has good will? In the beginning, whatever he creates, if it's not good, it is not good. If it's good, he will say it is good. Did he say some are permissible in the beginning? Did he say some are perfect in the beginning? Good is the same adjective, you know, different adjective for God's will that means permissible and what? Perfect. Are you listening to me? So just that thing is not an argument. But if you want to argue, it's your own cup of tea. So when your mind is renewed, you can prove God's will. You can prove God's will. Some things you will not do again. Because now you understand the will of God. You can't do some things again. When people do things like that, there is no revelation. Their minds have not been renewed. And for some who probably have heard the word or have been hearing the word, they are only mental assenters, like E.W. Kenyon will say. For a moment, James 1 around 2023 will say, they heard the word excited, living, they forget. At the slightest pressure, they forget everything. Because they never meditated upon God's word. The Bible did not say those that just listen and go away, there will be a performance of the word. No. In the book of Psalms, it said, they that what? Meditate. Meditate. Let's see Psalms 1. Is it Psalms 2 from verse 1? Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Next part of scripture. It says, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. When we say law here, don't think we mean Old Testament laws of Moses. No. I mean, what the writer here means, the word of God in the Old Testament. The law, the Bible said, the law of the spirit of life has made me free from law of what? Sin and death. It's the word of God. He delights in the word of God. He meditates day and night. And I told you what this word meditation means in Hebrew. In Psalms 2 from verse 4. It said they've imagined a vain thing. The word imagine there is the same root word in Hebrew for meditate. Meaning to meditate is to imagine things in the realm of the spirit. Meaning, if the Bible said you are born again, and you read all the characteristics of what it means for to be born again, you take that information and what? Imagine it in your secret place. That's when you begin to see a performance of the word. Not just a mere mental assenter. Listen, you are bigger than what you can ever imagine. God didn't create you in this world to just come and wear wigs. No. You are bigger than that. He didn't just create you to come into this world and even buy cars. See, it's a low level of understanding that will make you think that all you need to be fulfilled in this world is cars, houses. No, those things are things that you must have if you follow God. That's why that song I don't like to sing, it take the world and give me Jesus. You cannot separate the world from Jesus. If you really have Jesus, you own the whole world. Because the earth is the Lord's, its fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. They belong to Jesus. Are you here tonight? So God is in charge. But the Bible said in the book of Genesis 1, he said he has given us dominion. He created in himself him, her, and give them dominion over the earth, over the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, over every creeping thing. And I say God has given you dominion over creeps, over everything upon the face of the earth. Everything. The rent has come. Are you here? You can never be broke a day in your life. Never. You have everything it takes to get everything God wants you to have. The Bible said, it said, we've received everything for life and for godliness. For life in general and towards serving God. All the capacity we need for life to be successful, we have it. I don't need more grace. I have all grace. That's why I tell people, more grace does not give more grace. It is revelation that steers and unravels the grace of God in your life. Now, grace and peace be multiplied to you at the knowledge. As you are hearing now, there's a multiplication of grace. What you couldn't do, now there's a potential difference. You can now do it. Just like Paul said, I can now do all things. He looked at, Paul imagined everything in this world. You know, I heard somebody say all things in the context of what Paul is saying. And I say, what is the context of what Paul is saying? If you want to be limited, be limited. When Paul said, I can do all things, he was not just limiting the possibilities to himself. Now, God has said in Ephesians 3, 19-20, he said, unto him, verse 20, that can do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Is it some? Is it some? Above all, we can ever think or imagine. Meaning, think about any great thing. God can do it. I don't mean you change into a bat. That's not what I'm talking about. God can do all things. Oh dear Jesus. In Matthew 17, I think 40 or 20, the Bible said, if you speak to this, to any mountain, if you speak to, now the first thing he used was not even a mountain. What was the words of Jesus there? Can you remember? Yeah, he said, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you can speak. You can speak to anything and it will be. And one time I was reading about great faith. And I even decided to check some YouTube videos. And I heard one of our blessed teachers and fathers of faith, Andrew Womack, teaching about great faith. And he said some things that blessed me. He said great faith still has doubt in it. You may have great faith. You know, you have faith. How many of you have seen yourself in faith and doubt at the same time? And fear at the same time? He said there is still fear in great faith. What makes it great is the fact that you could speak. If your faith is as little as a mustard seed, if you can say to this mountain. So it is the speaking that makes it small or big, your faith. Some have it and the doubt in their heart will not permit them to speak. But you went beyond the doubt to speak. Then your faith finds expression. The thought of God from your heart finds expression. The power of God is released. That's what makes your faith great. When they saw the man that was epileptic, they said, take him to Jesus. The condition they saw melted their faith. Their faith was, do you know what I'm trying to say? And Jesus came and when he imparted them, 3 years old Christians, 3 years old Christians. Now, listen to me. They were not even born again. This one may seems like is heresy, but it's true. Nobody was born again until Jesus was dead, buried, and resurrected. The disciples were not born again at that time. They had not experienced the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Are you people listening to me tonight? And Jesus said, he was angry with them. People that were not born again. Jesus, God Almighty, was angry with them. Religious folks, he was angry with them. He said, for being close to me, just moving around me, going everywhere I'm going, you should be able to do this. He said, have you not learned from me that this kind goeth out not? You know, in the apostolic, people make it look like when you fast and pray, that no. Fasting and prayer is a must. Tell somebody it's a must. There are not two ways about it. But you see, what fasting and prayer does for us is to help us release our faith. It's not about the demon or the problem. It's your faith. This kind, because the context there is faith. He was talking about faith. So he said, this kind of faith goeth out not. Because, you know why? You are seeing epileptic mouth is like this, head is like this. He's pouring spit. And you are looking at it. Satan is suggesting and affirming that this is the most terrible condition you can ever see. And don't try to just create a scene here because you disgrace yourself. Don't disgrace Jesus and yourself. In the name of Jesus. See, don't worry, just be taking drugs. God called doctor soon. You know, there's a way you see several conditions, one or two conditions, terrible conditions, that even to agree you had faith, you cannot agree. Remember Peter. They just said, one small child just said, I know this brother, I used to work with Jesus. Say me. I've never seen that guy. But you talk like him, you smell. I said, no, I don't know him. I swear, I don't know him. 3 times. You now remember what Jesus said.
They say, when you see a terrible situation, you just want, your faith will just fly away. But of course, that has stopped in the name of Jesus. Because faith cometh by hearing the word. As you are hearing, something is happening to you. That's why you should not miss church. As you are hearing and something is happening to you. As you are hearing and something is happening to you. Are you here? Paul said, I speak to them that have knowledge. He said, people that have knowledge, gather here. Leave those other guys. Gather here, some of you that have knowledge. Food meant for idols, are they not supposed to be eaten by us? Food meant for idols. Paul was having another class in church. He said, this one is not for everybody. You should gather here. Let's talk. Maybe you've read the Bible very well. He said, yes. You too have read very well. He said, food that they keep for aging wine. And you are hungry. And they keep food for aging wine. Are you not supposed to carry it and eat? Food that they keep for aleku. If you sit, are you not supposed to carry it and eat? You sit facing the shrine. You know, some people say, Jesus, we're going somewhere for a burial in the Igede land. And I saw one tattered place. So I was pointing. And my pastors were like, sir, those places, and they were just explaining. They know very well of demons than God. Spirit. It would be some people, they will point it, their hand will just stand. I was just hearing different theories. I said, if you point it like this, so your hand will just stand like that. So now as I'm pointing it like this, my hand will stand. How will it stand? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It can't. This hand, the hand of God. The Bible said, why Jesus spoke with them? He said, their heart burned. We are like him. When we talk, thunderstorm is happening in the realm of the spirit. It can happen even in the physical at the same time. Nature is responding to everything we say. This is the same man that looked at, you know, he was sleeping amidst a terrible situation. A very terrible one. The storm. In the boat. So terrible, shaking. Jesus was sleeping. What kind of problem is this? We left our family and followed this man. And he's sleeping when we are dying. Peter left his wife and children. When he heard his mother-in-law was ill, she complained. He went with Jesus to greet her and healed her and continued going. And Jesus is sleeping. One of them gathered confidence. Said, no. Jesus! I wonder why they called him master at that point. Don't you care that you are dying? He did not speak like a gentleman. No. Don't you care we are dying, sir? With all due respect. He was talking to God. And Jesus stood up. He did not talk to them first. He said, peace, be still. And there was a calm immediately. Then he turned to them and said, O ye of little faith. Meaning, if you understood faith, I would have been still sleeping while you tell it to calm down. God, calm down. Oh, God, calm down. Oh, God, calm down. Mm-mm. Speak to it. Bessie, that was our blessed memory. He said something, Archbishop. He said, they told him they were supposed to have a meeting of witches in Benin. And when he now threatened and said, that's a disgrace. How can I be in this state? And they will say that they want to disgrace me. Me? So he went on national TV and threatened them. He said, nobody should come here. You looked at every state. It's my state. He felt so disgraced and ashamed. That witches looked at his state. They didn't see fire. When he said it, the head of the witches came on TV too and said, even if God calm down, we'll have that meeting there. Bessie Dawsa went back. See, you have to talk. You know, I thought you want to call war of words. David did not allow Goliath to say the final thing. When Goliath said, he said. Goliath talked, he said. It's not correct. No. Constructively. Blah, 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 blah. He spoke back. At the end, if you observe, it was David that said the last words. Of course, you know the end. A man in faith, there's always victory. They did not have the meeting there. They did not have it. I told you a story of an old woman in Benson Idauza's church. That her daughter, is it a son? Yes, a son. Her only son, who came back from the US, had a terrible accident. I think his head was scattered or something. He died. And Bishop was preaching. She came, sat down. When he was done, she went and knelt down. And as I cried, your pikin don't die. Oh. Your pikin cannot die. I said, doctors are liars. My father is alive. My father is alive. My son cannot die. I was dragging Bishop. Dragging Bishop, the entire car, to the hospital. Bishop went and asked doctor, what is the person has died. We're trying to talk to him. So Bishop wants to now console the woman. Bishop was not the one in faith here. He was very real with the story. He said, Mama, come. The woman said, Nalai. She said, hitting him. Nalai, Bishop. Nalai. I told them you are here. Somebody that you are saying is here is trying to console you. You are saying he's here. Drag his hand. My only son. Enough, he died. Because you are here. My father is here. My father is in the hospital. He was like, calm down. Carried him. He saw the corpse. He said, my father has come. My boy will come back to life. Bishop said, when he looked at the corpse and saw the woman, he said he felt the anointing rose up from his inside to his head. He felt the anointing everywhere. He said, young boy, your mother wants you back. He stood up. He came back to life. Why? The mother said, he will not die. She disagreed. When faith says yes, this is the same man that quoted it. He said, God will not say no. The Bible said the woman said to herself with the issue of blood, I've heard stories about Jesus. I've heard so many stories about him. She did not read revelations like us that have some remorse. She just heard stories. There's one man who used to be in Nazareth. His father is a carpenter. He has been healing people. Blah, blah. When she heard, then the news now broke for he's passing our city today. Jesus was not coming to that city. He was passing that city to another city. I don't know. What city? Is it Jerusalem? He was passing to another city. The Bible said the woman with the issue of blood said to herself. She said to herself. Nobody heard her. That's how real faith works. It's to yourself you talk. Because sometimes people cannot understand you. They can't encourage you because they don't understand you. They are not seeing what you are seeing, so they can't even encourage you. The vibes will be different. They'll be giving you low energy. Because they are not seeing what you are seeing. Somebody that wants to make a first class and somebody that doesn't care about any class, just give me and I go. The way they approach their studies will be different. When, you see, sometimes the third class person, by potentially the third class person, will be wondering why this first class is reading unnecessary. Why are you stressing your destiny, your life? Human beings are playing. Come and play. Watch movie. They can say, there's one that they did in class. The man did not finish it. I want to see what I can finish that example. Example teacher have not finished. You want to finish. If you observe, third class potential student will start preaching to you. It's not like that. All work without play. Make Jack a dull boy. My brother, lighten up. In fact, this book is not... Mark Zuckerberg did not go to school. He did not go to school. It's not by school. Because misery like companion. She said to her, as Jesus was passing, she said, if I can touch, I will not have the opportunity because Jesus had protocols. You know, all these people saying pastors have protocols. Jesus was the first person. We are copying the master. He had 12 protocols. I have 2.5. I mean, just 2. Jesus had 12 protocols. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't touch. Don't. If you tell. The protocol was so brutal that man that was blind was saying, Jesus, son of this. Shh, don't talk. Don't disturb him. He has been busy since healing people. Don't talk anything. You just manage your blindness like that. He said, okay. When they said, Jesus! He shouted more. She said, I know I can't touch him. They say before you touch him, blah, blah, blah. Why people were carrying water and the rest, and Jesus did not touch or bless the salt? Because he doesn't do those things. Are you hearing me? The woman said, if I can touch his shirt, if I can touch the helm, see helm here. He said, if my hand touch it and I know my hand touch it, this issue of blood for several years, the flow will stop immediately. I like that. Can I see feet? Immediately she touched. People were touching Jesus. See my water. People were even slapping him up. You know how it can be. Me, my not today. When she just tied the shirt, shook her hand under the person's OC. And touched. As she touched, she said, yes, I touched it. I touched it. Thank you, Lord. The thing stopped. Jesus, stop. Who touched me? What? Another disciple gathered confidence and said, Master, how can you ask such a question? People have been touching you, beating us in this crowd, sir. Let's keep up because they are hitting the 12. Leave me, make I touch Jesus. You understand? Someone would have taken slap. She's there, wicked man. I want to talk. You understand what I'm trying to say? And you are asking, who? Sir, plenty of people have touched you. He said, no, that's not the kind of touch I'm talking about. Not those ones with water for blessing. He said, I felt power flow out of me. Virtue, the anointing, whoop, it left me. Something left me. Only the woman in the crowd. When he said, who touched me? The woman answered, sir, I touched you. You see, faith is power. Is it like now that I want to deal with these guys? One young boy that looks like 16 years. You know, I don't get old. He's 16 years old. Because he just managed to. When we deal with them and we're done, they will come. I told my wife, I said, what I want to do, I want to cause some of them to be born again. Blind for a while, partial blindness for a season. Then when you repent, you come to church and receive Jesus, will allow you. But as long as you don't repent, be blind. It's not somebody that have sight that will sign document. I know he's watching me. He has been following since yesterday. He has been disturbing. He's watching now. I'll blind you. For a season. And when you are blind, everybody will know it's me that got you blind. But did you see me with any evidence? Where is the evidence? How did I make you blind? We know who we are. Jesus said, he said this was in 40 of Matthew 17. He said, say to yourself, if you say to yourself, faith is little, you say to yourself, you speak to a mountain, be gone from here to that place. He said, the mountain will listen to you. It will listen to you. It will listen to you. You will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. You see? The mountain is responding to God through your words. Christians, are you here?
Yes,
say, walk up to salvation. In Luke 17, 20 or 21, the Bible said, they were asking of when the kingdom will come. Jesus said, come, the kingdom is within you. The kingdom is within you. That's what he said. And you see, there's something so beautiful in Psalm 103 about the kingdom. See a description of the kingdom before we pray. Psalm 103. Oh, I hope I don't miss this. Give me from verse 1. We'll just look for it. Yeah, from verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom
rules over all. You see that? His kingdom what? Rules over all. Let's see it in the TPT rendition. It said, God's heavenly throne is eternal, secure and strong, and his sovereignty rules the entire universe. And the Bible says that kingdom is where? Within us. Where is that kingdom? Where is his sovereignty subjected from? Within us. Unto him that can. Is him that can. Unto him that can do. All. You can and ever what? According to his great power. Where? In where? You see, he subjected all of his power. You see, when people get into a kingdom, they don't sit down, they stand. Many people, when they enter a kingdom, they stand. That's why angels stand. He said, to which of the angels he ever says, sit at my right hand? The Bible said, we are seated together with Christ. Seated. We don't go there and stand and have seven tables. No. See, Simon, sit here. He said, Master, that side is so big, sir. Let me sit here on the ground. At least I made heaven. He said, stand up there. That's not you. Come here. Okay, sir. Let me sit on this lower chair. Come. Sit beside me. We'll manage this chair together. This is where you ought to sit. Seated together. Have you gone for a wedding before and see husband and wife? They bring the chair very close so that they can start touching themselves from the way. Seated together. You don't deserve just one room somewhere with toilet outside. See, you deserve better than that. You deserve a good house around George's Quarter somewhere. You will buy it. Ah. You see the unbelievers? They don't even know how to... The Bible says Jesus that was from, he was familiar with suffering for us, not to be familiar with suffering. I refuse to be familiar with suffering. The Bible says a man, when they were describing his state when he was dying for us, they say a man familiar with suffering, no beauty to behold. When he finished being familiar with suffering, you too, you want to continue the journey for your sake. Don't be used to poverty. Refuse it. My guy, wait till you want buy Indomie. You demand, oh, buy Gary one bag. It goes serve the entire semester. I work for you for this hard time. So you tell your roommate, I feel like eating chicken today. Let's use this 6,000 to buy chicken. What? Chicken? You demand. You don't get home training. Wait till be your home training. They train you not to chop chicken. Imagine. I gave you an instance. Imagine you grew in Maitama. Your father owns his house in Maitama. And another person grew in Maraba. There is M at least at the beginning of all. And two of you were now roommates in BSU. Maitama, Maraba. Roommates. They now give people like 10 butters and 10 loaves of bread. And they told you people for, firstly, if they say 1 week, you say, Jesus, 1 week, 10 butter. Sir, we are not stupid people. This is an entire semester. We will manage it. The Maitama person will just say, thank you, sir. She will not know why she needs to give thanks. To say we'll manage it. We'll, do you understand what I'm trying to say? She doesn't know. She was not raised that way. While she was growing up, if she doesn't eat, put butter away. They used to flog her. You, if you put too much, they used to flog you. That was a training. Mother would say, Junior. Your own is bleh. Blah blah. Say, Junior, come here. What did I tell you about butters? You see, you are not getting fatter like that, like your mates. I bought all of these things for you. You better eat well. Are you listening to me? I will flog you. I will beat you. I will report to your dad.
if you don't put half butter in every bread, mommy, it's too much. Put it! And she'll be reporting to her teacher, I have a problem with my mom. My mom is forcing me to put so much butter, but I don't like it. But you, sorry, them, because you are not aware. Because I know you never had that experience. So let's talk about those people that had it. Even the way you put soup. It's not, we don't go, we have not entered meat. You'll be buried if it comes to meat. I'm talking about soup. I've not reached meat yet. You know what happens to you if you try that meat? The village will hear it. It's soup. They say, go and put soup. You now put 2 spoons. And most of you now, because of that, they will say, when you put soup, bring it, let me see. Before you eat. Have you been there before? See how we understand this thing now. Wow. It's the spirit of prophecy. We just know all things. Wow. I'm excited. You guys are prophetic. So, they will say, bring it, let me see. You will bring it. There's a way you put it, they will give you no. Go and bring the pot of soup here. Let me put it back. Turn it back. Then the next one is, no ever touch my pot of soup again. Even if I know they wait for me, if I come, I'll put you soup. But the other one, there's a way they put the soup. They will call you. You want to kill my daughter? What kind of useless soup is this? Why is it watching? Make it thick. Put her. To make sure she eats. Some say even the geisha is when they now got job, they started eating the geisha. Now, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to show you that people are in different dimensions of success. Are we together? So that my Tamil lady now, if you are a roommate, you think she's a very spoiled child. Very spoiled child. They did not train you well. See how you are eating. Loaf of bread we carried yesterday, it has finished today. In my house, we used to eat it for 4 days. You'll be blaming the innocent child. And she'll be crying, mommy, I'm being maltreated. Are you listening? That's how it was with the story of the prodigal son and his brother. That second one was quite spoiled. Yes, that one was an actual being spoiled. Took everything and said, it's going. Went and did all these stupid things. One day, see what made him to repent. It's not that. It's the glory of the Father's house that made him to repent. It's not because of anything. No. The Bible says, he said to himself, in my Father's house, when he finished all the Dorime and the rest. Are you hearing me? When he was done with the Dorime and all the champagne and putting on the big baggies and the rest and the crocs and the rest. When he was done with everything, the Bible says he said to himself, when he was seated in a pig's, is it pen they call it? A pen. Eating with pigs. He said, royalty was dead. Me? Eating with pigs? He said, in my Father's house, even the servants have enough to eat. He said, I'll rise up. It was the food of his Father's house that got him repented. It was the, do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why God did not trust his repentance. When he came, he still embraced him. Which is his love. He was saying, Lord, can I confess, bless me, Father, bless me, Pastor, for us. He said, come, keep that mouth, keep your mouth shut. Come, just come here. He hugged him. When he hugged him, he said, bring righteousness, white robe, put on him. Just love. Nothing else. You can never do anything to please God. You see, our workings of righteousness, living right every day, we are not doing it to get God pleased. It is the fruit of righteousness. God is not pleased by the action. He is pleased by his love for us. He has given us that nature of righteousness. It is from the day he called us righteous that he trusts us. Not that we live right for him to trust us. That is why the guy that told Jesus on the cross, very wise guy, that guy in heaven, very one of the wisest guy that's ever hit the earth. Jesus was about to die and he knew they are killing Jesus wrongly. In fact,
Probably the guy plays bet. He said, give and take. Maybe not the savior, maybe not be the savior, but I will try my luck. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very wise guy. No one said, if you are son of God, why do you not save us? I say, is this one. You are complaining. This one became humble. That's a thief, or a terrible thief. A murderer is a master. Please, remember me in your kingdom. Forget that guy. What did Jesus tell him? He said, today, you'll be me. No baptism. They did not put him in water. This is what people are doing to make heaven. No confession of sin. Original sin wiped off. Temporal sin wiped off. Not by saying you are my son, but by saying today you will be with me in paradise. We didn't even talk about the sin. You do. He said, what happened to you?
I sinned. I've sinned the sin against the Holy Spirit. So I will not make heaven.
You don't know who you are. That's why you're even still in that sin. Am I saying keep on living in sin and boasting about the grace of God? No. If you understand grace, you see, there is nothing you can ever do in this world, you have ever done and can do and can ever happen in this world that will make the grace of God say, I'm tired for this kind of sin. There is no sin that you have sinned that the grace of God cannot wipe off. He will not only wipe off the sin, he will wipe off the consequences of the sin. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you now. If you have HIV because you womanize, God has forgiven your sins. Now, God has cleansed you from HIV. It's your fault that will lay hold of it. A lot of times, people wonder whether God can really do this kind of great thing for them because the sin they've done is too much. I've been a womanizer for years. I've been this one for years. At least he forgave my sin. Let's leave it there. He tried. He should deserve to live in HIV. I know what I've done. They say, Jesus said, I know, forget, see, I know, God try.
I know people have killed. I know men and women have slept with the Basata, whatever he is. He's a small man. 1 million women. 1 million. I know what I've done. I know. See, leave me and God.
I deserve it. You ask somebody, why are you saying, it's God that is doing it to me. I understand. It's my dealing with the Holy Spirit. It's your dealing with your spirit, sir. Not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a wicked spirit. He's a good father. He's the Father. And the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Total freedom. Total freedom. Just like if you have any pain now, it's got to go. Because you are conscious of the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you here? So now we graduate from mental ascenters. We've gotten revelations. Now, how did I tell you get revelation? By meditation or imagination. And from revelation, you get into a revolution. From revelation, there's a revolution. All of a sudden, things are changing. From your life to your world. Everything is changing around you. You are not talking like before. You don't behave like before. You are humble. You are nice. You are kind. Gentle as a lamb, bold as a lion. Are you hearing me? You know who you are. I told you the testimony last week about the pastor. He said one of his pastors was going to get married to a nice lady in church, but she had misbehaved before. She was a nice lady, and the pastor was so pleased with their relationship. And just a few weeks to their wedding, they went to do tests, both of them, to be sure of their status, whatsoever, blood and the rest. And they found out she was HIV positive. And the guy just hands up from the hospital. He loves the lady. He knew about her past. He didn't know she was HIV positive. And he went back to pastor. Sir, my wife-to-be, they say she's HIV positive. Pastor said, she is? He said, yes. He said, oh, that's so sad. As he closed his eyes, the Holy Ghost rose upon him. He said, go back. I can't say HIV. Go back and tell the doctor to do another test. He went back. He thanked you. He said, okay, we are so sorry. My pastor said we should do another test. The doctor said, what is wrong with you? We have checked it. Is this not one of the best hospitals in town? He said, we know, but sir, you don't know my pastor. I know my pastor. He said, we should do another test. Please, we will pay. Do another test. And when they insisted, they called him to the corner. Doctors were advising him, see, forget this thing. That's how he did. So just leave this lady. Move on. He said, my pastor said, do another test. Even me, it's not like I'm a faith. It's my pastor that says you do another test. And when they did it, they said, wait. They went back again. Collected another sample. Maybe that was a mistake. They did again. They did three times. Found him. They called the guy, three doctors, sat with him. Can you tell us about your pastor? Can you tell us? Because we have done it three times now. There's no HIV again. What happened? Words. In the beginning, let there be light. There was light. Let the disc under that thing hit me. Read the creation story. See what you can do. In seeing who God is, you will see what you can do. He said, I've created you in my image and likeness. He stopped there. He did not stress himself. See what he was doing with creation? He said, let the disc be under. Let the water gather up. You know, water is gathered up. Another one down. But yet it has never fallen and destroyed us. Let the disc measure 17 meters. Let that, as he was talking, it was arranging. When he got to you, he said, let us make man in our own image. He used his hands. When he did it in the spirit, he used his hand, molded. He said, wow, this is exactly me. He stopped there. Now you are the one saying, calm down, calm down. What did he do? When after I created the heavens and the earth, and he came back to check the earth, it was void, empty, scattered. What did he do? Go and see. You measure what you can do from God. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, as he is, so are we where? In this present world. Not when we die and get to heaven. 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are we where? Here. Here, not when we all get to heaven. That song is your uncle. He is here. He said we can do it. Like him. Read it here. As he is, so are we. In this present world. In this present world. In this present world. Thank God for revelation. In this present world. So God did things by his words. You get things done by your words. You get things done by your words. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart begs forth good things. You're not just talking, you have substance. Faith. Faith is substance. When Abraham listened, do you know that Abraham got fed not because he just sat down? God came again. Do you know the first time God told him you'll be father of nations, he still doubted God? God had to encounter him again and talk to him. It was why God was talking that faith rose from Abraham. As you keep on hearing the word, like we are doing this season, we know we are trying to finish the Bible. Faith will be rising. You'll be seeing stories that are getting your faith rising to his peak. And we don't stop there. Then we pray. 1 hour, 30 minutes. Watch how your life will be this season. You'll be shifting things. Changing atmospheres. You step somewhere, somebody steps. An effectual door, the Bible says, has been open to us, but there are many adversaries. Many adversaries. But you see, we have the word, and we're working out our salvation. I told you that day. I said, when we started having those issues with land, we got the first land, we've registered it. We got the second one, we're registering it. Somebody said he likes it. Because he thinks in his own eyes he's a big man. And he's trying to steal the land. Because he said he likes it with no paper. He went and swore affidavits with no paper. And he had connections that they are helping him to do it. When it happened, when it started happening, and I got to get to know it somehow. I don't want them to know how I know it. Because we have our people there. When I got to know it, I asked the Lord, why would somebody try to do something like this? Because the person behind said we should come and buy everything. He was telling the Pastor Peter why they were clear. He said, this one too, since you are at church, come and buy my own too, please. In fact, buy everybody's own. He's ready to see it already. As I was praying, the Lord opened my eye. He said, remember, when Moses was giving birth to, they killed all the boys. Satan wanted to get him away from the earth. He used the man. How can a man stand up and say, kill all the boys? When they came back to Jesus, he didn't know who was Jesus. He said, kill all the boys. As Satan can go to any length to frustrate the move of God. He said, but you must stand up as very fire. He said, when the enemy tries to come against you like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard. How do we raise that standard? With our words. In prayers. I was telling myself this morning, I said, this guy is too small for the whole church to camp against him. He's too small. Paul said, you don't want us to preach? You are deceiving people to go away from our congregation? He said, come. Be blind. And the Bible says he became blind for a season. If you check the Bible, he now repented and followed Paul. He became one of our disciples. From sorcery, witchcraft, to being a disciple. Bible says, godly soul leaded to repentance. Godly soul. You know, why God will allow some things go through you, around you, is because he wants something to rise from the base to the surface. That anointing, that glory on your inside. If you are not vexed, you will not know what you have. And you will not use it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So the best way will help you. He doesn't do dirty job. If Satan wants to do a bad thing, he will just say, I'll go. But in his heart, in his intention, it is for your good. That's why the Bible says, count it all. Count it all. If you are being faced with trials, don't be crying. What you do is, get excited. No, God wants to work out something. Start praying in the spirit. Take out time to start praying. You understand why that thing came. It came so that something on your inside will be discovered. If that thing did not come, you will not start praying the way you are praying now. And now that you are praying, the Holy Ghost is helping you bring those things from the base. Christ in you is bringing you to the surface. But if that thing never came, you would have still been going to club and coming to church. If that thing never came, you would have still been doing your life. You would think you are a good Christian. Are you all understanding me tonight? I gave an instance. I said the children of Israel never knew that they had the tendency to be idol worshippers. Till a time came, a season came, Moses was on the top of the mountain. They couldn't be patient anymore. All of a sudden, they told Aaron, create for us a God. And he said, put all your jewelries, your gold in the fire. And all of a sudden, Aaron made something for them. And they were bowing down and worship. Bowing down and worship. And Moses came, boom. He saw them. That simply means, because they stayed in Egypt, they were not agreeing that they were idol worshippers, but they were in their environment. Those things started entering them. And now, a little small pressure. Moses was not found for 2-3 days. They said, get us a God. We are tired. Same people that saw God parting the Red Sea. Same people that had God put natural air conditioner by day, cloud by day, fire by night. Create us another God. Because God could not do something. Not that God could not do something. They were not seeing their leader. That's why I tell you people, don't come to church for miracles. If you are only miracle based as a Christian, you are not a Christian. If God does not do, you go to a herbalist. You must be word based. You must learn to stay with God's word. Are you guys listening to me tonight? Look at the children of Israel. See everything they saw. Yet they were ready to worship idols. In fact, they started worshiping idols. Glory to God. Are you feeling the anointing on your inside? David said, finally, O ye uncircumcised Philistine that stand before the army of the Lord. I can never be tired teaching you about that. The day I was reading this thing, one of the first time God helped me to see a revelation, I was just jumping with my Bible. Wow! Everybody called him Goliath. David gave him another name, viewing from the covenant. A covenant based with blood, based on blood of bulls, donkeys, blood of rams. He looked at him from the covenant, the old covenant. He called him uncircumcised. Because in their days, righteousness was based on circumcision. He said, uncircumcised Philistine that stand before the army of the Lord. You. You have come to a blood that speaketh better things. That blood of who? He said, you have come to Jesus, the mediator. Before we reach here, the Bible says you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable multitude of angels. Elijah could not see the number of his angels in the Old Testament. When Gehazi was saying, it's Elisha, right? Gehazi was saying, master, can't you say we are finished? He came out from the cave. He said, why are you crying? Why are you shouting? Why are you making noise? He said, see, I cannot see anything. The prophet of God said he cannot see any army. He said, he didn't tell him what he was seeing. What is the master? You should be there. We are in trouble on my own. He said, open the eyes of your servant so that he may see what is making me confident and not afraid. And when his eyes were opened, the Bible said Gehazi saw angels. Angels. He was looking for the soldiers. He couldn't see them. They were outnumbered amidst the angels. That's a prophet in the Old Testament. Now, of all men born of women, there is none greater than John the Baptist in the Old Testament. He's the greatest prophet. Greater than Elijah that saw these things. He said, but the least in the kingdom. Now, you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. I don't like this. You don't know who you are. You've been translated. Meaning you were something else. God said, stop calling them that. Now they are this. You've been translated from the kingdom of darkness. Forget about anything you had with the kingdom of darkness. Jesus said, look at my hand. Is this not the sign of the nail? Look at it. Look at my legs. Is this Jesus that they killed? He is the one that is resurrected. Look at it. Look at it. All the signs are there. No pain, no effects. Look at my mouth. I'm the one that was smoking Igbo before. See it. Is it not black? I'm trusting God to put pink lips something so that it will become pink. But see, I'm the one that was smoking years ago. But look at me now. I don't smoke. Evidence that he smoke, but he doesn't smoke. Oh, death, where is thy stink? We used to see that lady on the street two days ago. Now she's not there anymore. She can't even deny the accusation. I've never been there in my life. Ketukuma had an issue in one city. She left to another city. When they asked her, well, you know the woman, blah, 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 blah. She said, I don't know that woman. She said, no, we have evidence. You are the woman. She said, no, I don't know. I don't know. When one preacher heard about it, he came to her and said, Ketrin, you were the person now. He said, who am I to remember what God has forgotten? Are you here tonight? See, when you not understand righteousness, there's no limit to your faith. No limit to what you can do. Because you know you have pleased God. You are not trying to please God. You have pleased God in the blood, in Christ Jesus. You've pleased God. If I talk, will it work? It will work. Are you here tonight? David said, uncircumcised. They said, Goliath, giant. David came. He looked at him. He said, you are an uncircumcised Philistine. Standing against the holy army. Holy army that are scared. Holy army were saying, we're going back, retrieving. He now called them holy army of the Lord. But holy army are running back. He said, uncircumcised Philistine. Standing against the holy army. He said, today, I'll pluck off your head. My God. This man was down here. Goliath was up there. Go and read history. David was very small. Not up to 20. When he killed Goliath. A man that has lived for several years. A giant. Who when he marked the ground, he was shaking. He said, look at the mouth. That's why the elder brother was beating him away. Come over here. You don't come again. Don't talk stupid in here. Talk. You know, when you are in faith. How many of you have your sister say, keep your mouth shut, Christian? Keep it shut. When you are in faith, you say things that annoy normal people. Joseph said, I had a dream. I have a dream. I saw all of you bowing down to me. Somebody said, if you have a dream, don't say it so that your elder brothers like Joseph will not destroy you. That's rubbish. If Joseph did not say it, he would have not gone to destiny. He would have not fulfilled his destiny. It was because he said it that they put him in the well. It was because he said it that they now bought him from the well. It was because he said it that he now went to Potiphar's house. It was because of what he said he went to prison. It was because of what he said. He went to palace, became number one man. After the man left throne and said, be in charge. A foreigner from another nation, ruling as number one in another nation. He said, I'm going to be the best. There's no... We're in church. There is no... Are you sure you can... Yeah, I'm going to have 3 houses in town. 3 in island in Lagos. 3 in the mainland. I'm going to have some in Maitama, a few around Gwarimpa, a few around Lokogoma, so that when I'm late in the night, I'll not need to go to anyone that is far. All right? Just because of that. They'll still look at you. Idiot, stop it. What of Jesus? They were pouring money, millions on his leg. He said, allow. I miss this scene in heaven. This earth, there's no gold here. Street of heaven is full of gold. I've been working on gold all my life. And here am I trying to die for your sin. I need to have some feeling of this thing that I was used to before I came here. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Judas said, it's always the Judas that complained. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Judas said, Master, we should give that money to the poor. Judas. Pastors don't need to have private jet. They are Judas. Jesus looked at him and said, is it not you that have been seeing poor people since? The poor, you have always been seen, and you always keep on seeing. If Judas was a nice man, he would have been giving poor people in Jesus' front so that Jesus would be seen how he's giving. But now that they are giving Jesus, he remember poor people. You know, most of you, when pastors buy private jet, you remember that there's one road bad in his village. You help him remember the road. You even put it online. See your road in your village. See your private jet. Wicked men of God. You are buying private jet. See our road in Makodi. Go to. Look at our road. Use the money. Do not say create factories. Human beings now have left government to pastors to create factories. Is God not great? Now it's pastors. See how we have started now. We'll get to that point where we have billions. You know, the billions are there. Do you understand? Like a cloud. So we're entering into the billions. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, as we enter into the billions, with my two private jets, one for my wife, one for me, and one for the kids, now, and one for you and your children and the rest. Now, when we enter those realms, some people will remember that road in Makodi. But see how we started. Pastor, so you're going to have private jet too? I'm so disappointed in you. Thank you there. I'll have three. One for me, one for my loveliest wife, and one for my beautiful baby and beautiful boy. The boy will be so fine, he will be that beautiful. Baby Jesus. So that when baby Jesus and Shekinah want to go and preach in Chicago, in Bahamas, at the same time, because baby Jesus will need to, they will need to drop him before, you know, Mama sent me a verse and say, oh, everybody just have your private jet. I don't want trouble. You people carry a lot. You know what I'm trying to say? But before then, they'll drop him and go and drop Shekinah. Two of them will be preaching at the same time. You know, one is a medical doctor. One is whatsoever we'll discover in the future. And they are preaching. You know, that boy, I don't know why I have not seen what that boy was. I hope he's not going to be stubborn like the mother. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you guys too. You know, I said we're going to have parking space for private jet. We're going to have our private jet. And I tell Pastor Emma to go and sing, just go and watch over the church, just minister to them, just steer the church in South Africa, the one by Cape Town. And when it's done, Elam should be around the U.S. and steer a revival. Do you understand? So he's playing his guitar here. Elam is playing the... You get what I'm trying to explain? And maybe my wife needs to just preach for 40 minutes before she comes back. So, you know, we need parking space. My God. Are you seeing... Can you smell it? Oh, then they say one man with his stomach like this, he now comes to you. Say, precious, I love you. Say, are you born again? Forget born again. I have the money. Say, no. Rather than you, I'll go with lovely Oche. What does Oche have? Cars on his status. A lot of cars on his status. But guess what? You are seeing the car. prayers everywhere. You can see it. You can see it. He said to yourself, it may be on his status now, but I'm seeing them in his garage. I can see them in his garage. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Don't make a mistake. I'm following importers and containers. We own the billions. We are the true. Jesus said, the gold are mine. He said, the cattle are mine. The silver are mine. He said, the cattle upon 1,000 hills. We are not saying 1,000 hills. It's a number of summation in the Bible. When you say 1,000, you mean a summary of all the numbers. He said, they are mine. And if they are his, if they are his, he said, all that the Father has, Jesus, he said, they are mine. And since they are mine, he said, they are yours. Because you are in me, I am in him, we are in him. Together, we are one. I can never suffer in my life. I can never suffer. I can never be sick in my life. I can never be in pain in my life. I refuse to be poor. I can never. Me in sin, that's how we boast, brother. I've not too much to work in sin. $1 billion to compromise? Never. Satan is a bastard. He tried that with Jesus. He said, if you bow to me, I'll give you all the glory of the world. If Satan can lie to Jesus, he will try to lie to you. He told the owner of the universe, master of the universe, that we sing. He said, if you worship me, I'll give you. You are telling master of the universe. Thief. Like that thief. Thief. You know, I heard a rumor. They said they want to so that we'll come and buy it again. Another 6 million. It's not when you have eyes to see the document. He told Jesus that. No. He will come and tell you, Richard, if you can do this, if you can do that, if you can do this, if you don't even give to the things of God, you'll be rich. If you don't, I'm getting somewhere now. They didn't see this one coming. How many of you have been tempted to eat your tithes before? Tithe money is very sweet. Do you observe that? No money is sweet like tithe. When you want to eat tithe, the food will be sweet. And they always have the things you are looking for. Madam, fried rice, every day there's no fried rice. The day you want to eat your tithe. Madam, fried rice, yes, with chicken and salad. You are eating. You are saying, oh God, what am I doing? Then scriptures are coming. Oh, he will remember my sins, not that my sins, my iniquities are forgiven, blah, 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 blah. You will be quoting anybody being Christ and you creator, blah, 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 blah. When the Holy Ghost is speaking, you now pray in tongues. How many of you have covered the voice of the Spirit with tongues before? Thank you, Lord. It's done. I feel peace in my spirit. The Lord says she's the one. She's the one. You are praying. God says if you try that, you are finished. She's not the woman for you. Leave me, God. Leave me. Leave me. That's what your tongues. Come back. Come back. Meaning, leave me. Leave me. Leave me, Spirit. I prayed. I found peace. God said, that's not the man. You cover God's voice. Because you are comparing what God is saying with the BS you are seeing. That BS is too fine. I have never seen a leaves like that all my life. And God said, that's not my man. Rababa, God, I thank you. I thank you because my husband. Thank you because, yes, I'm hearing his name. I'm hearing, oh, I see why he's not born again. It's because God wants to reveal my glory. So I'll use him. God, the glory I have now, God's going to use it. My God, I'm getting it now. I'm going to get the brother born again. Disciple him. Then God will call him into ministry. Wow. I see it. Apostles. Junior was an apostle in Romans 16. Apostles. Are you here tonight? David said, you uncircumcised Philistine, I'm going to pluck your head. I want to end now. He said, I'll pluck your head and feed to the birds of heaven. His heart was big. He was viewing from the word of God. He said, and shift for me. Let me talk to your boys. He said, all of you there, all of you ranting. He said, I will kill all of you too. And they were wondering. So he carried stone, 5. He didn't have time to go for cutlass. He said, what do I have around to kill this nincompoop? That was the only thing he saw around him. He carried 5. Goliath started laughing. He missed. It's a joke. He chased him. When he gave him the thing, he hit him on the head. Boom! Grace. 5 stones. It's a prophetic number for grace. What happened? Goliath went down like a joke. You know, you'll be talking like it's a joke to people. Until the thing is happening like a joke. As Goliath went down, what happened? The Bible said, David removed. When he said, I will pluck your head, he didn't have cutlass. The cutlass you used to pluck the person's head was on the person. What you are looking for is in that mountain. Face the mountain. Face it. Be bold. Parachute will never shoot while you are standing in one place. It is when you take a jump that you can shoot the parachute. You must have that courage to take a jump. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If not, you cannot shoot the parachute. And it will sustain you, no. He removed the cutlass because he said it, I'll pluck your head. I'm going to build something in this. No evidence, nothing, nothing. The thing is there. Just go to the environment and be talking. Go there and be talking. Bill Whiston said he was passing one fine house when he just stopped, retired from his work. Not that he retired. God told him to start ministry, so he quit his job. And when they were passing one fine building in a new city, his boy now said, Daddy, I like that house. Can we buy it? He said he took the boy home and told the mother, don't, this boy should not be talking anyhow. He's not trained. Why would he be talking stupid, stupid things? Imagine when a person is telling me that I should buy. So I say, is it my, the man of God was angry that his child said he should buy, innocent boy, he should buy one big house. House that he in his heart, whether he retires with all the money they will ever give him, he cannot buy. So he warned the mother to warn the boy. And the boy kept reminding him the whole week of the house. So one day while he was praying, God now said, I want you to buy the house that your boy said you should buy. He said, God, you've joined the boy. How? He said, just go to the house. I'll be looking at it. Just go around it. So he drove, went around the house and just parked. I was looking at the house. And he said he liked the house. Thinking of the house. One day, when he had made plans for the house, they're saving. They now called. A proposal came to him that house, the person that died said the only person they should sell the house to should be a clergy person, a man of God, and they should not sell for nothing less, more than so dollars. And that's exactly what he had in his account, because the woman wanted to, she just wanted to give it to a man of God for a very small amount. When they said it, he said, am I dreaming? You truly He said, yes. You truly said, he said, I have the money. Are we joking? When they paid, the house became his. Then God was teaching him about childlike faith. If you are like these little ones, what will happen? You can what? He said, to these little ones belongs the kingdom. They can go for anything. Innocent children. You are just going somewhere with Elam. And Elam said, Daddy, I want that car. Can I buy that car, Daddy? You say, my friend, bad character like your mother, keep your mouth shut, talkative. But you know, God may be speaking. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even though you don't believe God may be speaking, learn from it. That's what I'm trying to say. Learn that kind of faith. You can go for anything. The summary is that Goliath died. Immediately Goliath died. Do you remember what David said about all of them, the boys? He said, we'll pluck his head. He has plucked it, though. Oh boy, let's cut out for our life. If he said it and he did it for our Oga, he will do what he has said. Are you here tonight? And that's what we are doing tonight. And that's what we are doing in this season. When we are done with one, thousands will run away from us. In fact, they will fear Christianity because of us. You see all these boys that are going and seizing phones? Some of you, they have seized your phone, isn't it? You know, I had one testimony. They carry somebody's phone in this church and check. They saw my wallpaper. And they said, Teko, we don't want problem with this man. The person is in this church. I said, thank God they gave you your phone back. They don't want problem. So, some of you, they seize. Probably it was your big picture that was there. Maybe that was your sin. That's why they seize it. Sorry, I'm just joking. But you see, the times are coming and the time have come. Be on your feet. That God will use one as a scapegoat. They are not the greatest people in this town. We are the greatest. We filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? We are the greatest. Goliath. He said, you uncircumcised Philistine, David said. He said, today I will kill you and I'll pluck off your head. And all your folks, I'll do the same. He was bold. He spoke. Lift up your hands up and open your mouth and speak. 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 Speak to any mountain standing before you. I can hear you, somebody speak. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. We're going to take 5 minutes. Stop looking at me. Some of you are looking at me. We're going to take 5 minutes under the fire of the Holy Ghost. Paul said, the hand of the Lord is upon me. He said, when the Spirit came upon Paul, he said to the man, the hand of the Lord is upon me, and I declare, now the hand of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is within you. You don't talk like a beggarly person. You speak with boldness. You pray with boldness. You pray with conviction. You pray with fire. Open your mouth and pray, everybody. Speak to the opposition before you. Speak to it like a king that you are. I can hear you, somebody. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. With boldness. With boldness. I can hear you, somebody, open your mouth. I can hear you, open your mouth. You have 5 minutes to pray. Speak to it, speak to it. All you are circumcised Philistine. some of you. Let me beg some of you. I'm pleading with you. Some of you who are not spiritually conscious at all. Imagine the testimony I was giving this morning. I asked myself while I was praying. I said, what if I'm not born again? What if I'm not born again? You'd have heard I'm dead. Don't joke with your life. Everybody stand up on your feet wherever you are. Don't joke with your life. Tell that lady to stand up. I said, stand up. Tell her to stand up. And pray in the spirit. We are training you in righteousness. Pray in the spirit. Don't joke with your life. Pray in the spirit. Open your mouth and pray.
The Spirit of the Lord is within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Hey. You are the goddess. The Spirit of the Lord is within me. The Spirit of the Lord is within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Oh, Ruaka Kodesh.
Shabaka tepa leko poloko tolokata teka. Beshania kapelia kapetos. Repati kanato. Elambande tepele kapo parota. Esheke teke berege. Arraga dabalaga dabababababababa. The last 1 minute. Father, this experience is not you. I am better. You are better than this experience. I want to have the supposed experience for a Christian. Go ahead and pray. I want to have the supposed, the supposed, the supposed, the
The supposed experience for a Christian, the supposed shamakaba, epadakata. I said no to this sin. I said no to this addiction. I said no to this pain. I said no to this sickness. I said no to this poverty. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Yapakapakakas. Yakapas. Apakapakapas. Apeketembe. Lembendenga. Baraka bendenga. Parana. Shama. Bamba. Akaba. Rangabababa. Ashaya. Shama babababababababa. Aya, Yapa, Koraka, Emande, Shanata, Eparia Cafelia, Emando Caparish, Zebri Carnatus, Emandi Salato. Aya, 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 ya, 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 ya. I see men catching the fire. I see houses on fire. In the spirit, houses on fire. It's symbolic to men catching the fire. Catch the fire, somebody. In a few seconds, catch the fire. Catch the fire. The fire. Enough is enough. Fire, ya, 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 ya. Peregatania Kato. Shimanana mo, shananania. Emma Kanana deva shanana do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have one ministration to an individual. I just saw that. I wanted to leave it for the second service, but the Holy Spirit says, do it. Lift your hands. Can everyone just lift your hands? And Joyce, lift your hands. The Holy Spirit says, what you are praying about, you are about to receive an encounter, a performance of the word. I saw that so struck. Let her come outside. Let me just lay my hands on you. You've been praying something specifically about family. Come out. Specifically about family. I saw you in the spirit. You were just praying and calling your family, saying something in the spirit. And the Lord said, tell Joyce I've heard her prayers. Lift your hands. Lord, we thank you. You have your reason for staying our feet this morning. And we're sure it's because of you brought for her already a performance of the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so shall it be. Just leave her. You are Joyce too? Okay, you just came out. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever she's trusting you for, take! Let the manifestation come upon you, your household, your family, anything you are trusting God for right now, let it begin to happen in manifestation. Now, Holy Spirit, now, Holy Spirit, now, Holy Spirit, now, Holy Spirit, now, Holy Ghost. And so shall it be. Shalom. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise. We worship you. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. We bless your name. In Jesus' gracious name, we pray.
I am I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.